So, are we all in agreement?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, then. We move forward. Remember, once we do this, there is no turning back. Okay, 13 hours, then. So get your things in order, and I'll see you all on the bridge.
See you then, Captain. Hey, anyone else up for a drink? I'm buying. Last day on Earth.
Count me in.
Hope you have enough.
Oh, don't you worry. And maybe... to play your cards right, maybe.
Not in your worst nightmare.
I'll catch up.
Hey, Adam, you got a minute?
Hey, I've got a minute for the best pilot in the universe. What's on your mind?
Just having some thoughts about this. I mean, I'm not backing out, but I am having some thoughts. I know with what happened and all, there has to be some kind of payback, but is this the right course?
Hayden, look. We're about to do will go down in history. And they left us to die in the heat of battle. And you got us out. I am, hell. We're all forever indebted to you. But now there's no walking away. No one can know.
I know. I'll see you on the bridge, Captain. Have a good rest.
Hey, and don't drink too much. You have to drive later.
You got it, Cap. 13 hours.
Kitty. It's time to go. Damn it. Get dressed. It's Ambassador Wazon. I have to take this. He must not see you.
It's fine. I had to get back to Arnuth before your people start installing the new IA.
My people? That's funny. No, it's Wazon's people, and they are quite capable of installing this without you.
You're so cute. It's my ship.
Thought you would say that. You know.
Uh-huh. What this is not that. This is nice, uncomplicated, the way I like it. And you have a wife. You need to answer that.
Okay. Gideon.
Commander Reese. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time. I wanted to reach out before my regeneration period and make sure all is going as planned for tomorrow.
Yes, yes, and yes. Cardin and his crew are ready to take command in about 13 hours for the first set of maneuvers, and they will fly out to Baikon 35 for supplies and R&R before their 7-year mission.
Accepted. Understand we hold great reservations on you choosing this crew, given the history you have created with them.
It was a war, and tough decisions needed to be made sometimes, but they still made it out somehow. And in my book, that tells me they are capable of anything. And remember, they are Earth Force.
Means nothing, Kitty. Sharkin. I must remind you, the decision not to have any supply does not hold well with my people. And all eyes will be on the captain and crew. To the fight, then. Good morrow.
Asshole.
Let's find a table. Hayden will be here in a bit.
Where'd he go?
He was still talking with Cap when we left. Maybe he talked Cap from coming out tonight.
Hey, over here!
Yeah, right. Action time.
Okay, guys, this round is on the house.
Wait, what?
Oh, nah, should I? Everyone knows who you are and what you're about to do. The whole place is buzzing.
Hey, guys. I see you all started without me.
No, my dear driver of the stars. Our tiny waitress just informed us this first round is on the house.
Why?
Well, they came to know who we are and what we are about to do.
And what would that be, exactly?
You're taking the new ship to the Nebula. Duh. speech been all over the wire.
Right. Should have known better.
Well, thank you very much. And here, that's for you.
Well, thank you. And hey, do us all a favor and don't die out there. You know y'all are heroes in everybody's eyes.
Carol, thank you. Well, everyone, here's to our last night on Earth. Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers!
I guess congratulations are in order for the new crew of The Apprentice. Come on, guys, let's have a round of applause for the only crew to beat the odds and make it back. And as a token of our supreme commander, they get command of The Apprentice. You should have died out there.
Well, I didn't, and neither did my brother, or Lynn, or Jan. You want to know why we're still alive? Because we're a team. Something you have no concept of, right? So, buddy, whenever you're ready, I'll outfly you in my sleep again. Deacon, I'll even let you name the place so you can get some practice.
Okay, asshole.
Well, now, I'd say he's got a real bad hankering for you. And if I were you, I'd let Adam know as soon as possible. Don't let this kind of thing get out of hand.
Look, I've been dealing with this fool for the past 15 years, all through flight school till now. I can outfly him any day. You want to know why?
Cause you crazy.
I'll drink to that. But seriously, I agree with Lynn. You gotta let Cap know that guy is crazy. He's nuts. Baden, anything to add? Anything?
This is a pilot thing. And unfortunately, Deacon keeps coming up short when it comes to my brother. I just shake my head at it all now. But if you want me to tell Hayden, then tell the Cap, okay. Hey, Hayden, let Cap know.
What just happened here?
He's not gonna tell him, dumbass.
Tell who what?
Cap, you made it!
Another round!
Yes, please. And could you send a round to that table over there? It would be greatly appreciated.
Deacon's table? Are you looking to start a fight or something? Hey, not in this bar, you hear me?
No, not that. Just trying to make peace.
Honey, ain't no peace in that guy. You'd be wasting your money and time. But if you really want to, I'll have Billy behind the bar take it to him.
Deacon still got a hard-on for you, Hayden?
Oh, you could say that.
Hey, that guy had his shot and blew it, and in the process got a lot of people killed, and now he's back to being a dark pilot. Hey, every captain knows his name, and he'll never pilot a major vessel again.
Well, he won't come back this way. Not with you here. There goes the excitement.
Really? Hey, Jenny, is it? I really want to buy that table a drink and one more round for us. And it's O2 and IV treatments for all of you.
Okay, whatever you say, Captain. Asshole.
Say, Zangi?
We go to the heavens, Sickle.
Oppressor?
Sickle, we are to spread his holy vision. So make ready.
Well, now would you look at this. You are truly beautiful, aren't you?
Why, thank you, Captain Chief. And please let me say, it is a great honor to serve with you. I've gone through all the vivid archives on you and Captain Adam. And I will say, I wish not to serve under no other.
Akira, is it? Right?
Yes, Captain Chief.
Stop. Chief will be fine.
Yes, Chief Baden.
Okay, I give up. So tell me, what do you know of your lustrous crew?
I know that you and your captain and crew beat all the statical odds after being left for dead. You made it home, and I will not be commanded by no other crew.
Really?
Heads up down there!
Adira, shut down your ship's engines!
As you wish, Chief.
Shake it. Wait!
You put this shit in my baby. I don't care who you are.
It's okay, Lily. I've already been installed. Captain Kitty said you would be hesitant in my installing, so I was installed hours ago.
Dirty bastards. Okay, so what shall we call you?
I am Anthem, Chief Lily. And the ship and its systems are ready for flight.
First things first. Let's call you Anne, and you will refer to my baby as Arnus. Got it?
Chief Lily, you forget I am part of the ship now.
Yeah. I know. A biotech fitting always improves the systems.
Yes, in a way. I'm like your nervous system with nanites. They feed me information on all that is the Arnus.
Well, Andon, looks like we will get along. So, what is that sound coming from the engine?
I have the elytic crystals in a sort of hibernation while I'm upgrading the ship's engines. Once finished, engine output will be increased by 75%. We still won't be as fast as my sister Athera on the Apprentice with a synthetic bioplasma drive.
Every little bit helps.
Adam?
Gideon?
I just wanted to check in on you before you depart. It goes without saying that this mission is the utmost importance. And I know I don't need to ask if you're up to do this, but...
Hey, let me stop you right there. My crew and I are ready. You can be assured of that. Hey, do me a favor.
Sure. What is it?
Let's have Deacon fly escort.
Deacon? He is a lead captain. Oh, okay. Anything else?
Yeah. Say hello to Teresa for me.
Hey, new guy.
It's Simon.
I have just one request. Make sure she's nice and shiny and in tip-top condition before each flight, or else you're gonna be out of here.
You know, that would be cool with me, but the higher-up gave me a message to give you. I'm your last mechanic. You have gone through way too many. So if you fire me, you have to work on it all by yourself.
Excuse you? What did you just say?
That's right. I'm your last.
All right. Sorry. Is she ready to go?
Yes. So, have you named her?
No. It's just a machine for me to do my job. That's all. Simon. Right. Well, we'll talk when I get back from this escort, okay?
Dick.
Captain on deck.
Thank you, Athera. And good morning, everybody.
It's still dark outside.
That's because it's space. Okay, I hope you've all gotten acquainted with Athera, our bio-AI, by now. So it's business as usual.
Yes, back to business, Cap. Forward and rear particle cannons are charged and ready. Old Fang lasers are working also. Ballistics are at 50% and should achieve 100% in 30 minutes.
Thanks, Jan. I don't think we'll be needing any of that since we're heading to Outpost RR-15. I can't imagine there'll be any conflict from here to there. Linrik, how are we on comms?
All libraries have been installed and ship's log is ready to go, Cap.
That's what I like to hear. Baden.
Yes, Captain.
How are we doing?
She is a marvel, Captain. The Gaia reactor is humming beautifully. Dampeners are holding strong. Can't hear a thing. Can you?
No, Baden. So are we ready to go? And will you be joining us on the bridge?
Once underway. And things are running fine, Cap.
Linrik, open comm to the ship, please.
Cap?
Attention, crew. This is Captain Adam Carton. We've been blessed to man the most advanced cruiser destroyer in the fleet. And I am honored to have the best crew in the fleet manning her. We will be starting our first tour for the next 2 weeks as we head to Outpost RR-15. We will have a small stop before heading to deep space, and in these 2 weeks there will be drills and special maneuvers, so be ready. Now let's have a great experience.
Scooter.
Sir, Command is requesting an audience.
Okay.
Adam.
Gideon. Calling to say goodbye, are we?
In a way. Just remember, there are many eyes on you on this flight. Your escort to the Rim is in flight and waiting. It's who you asked for, so no shenanigans. God be with you in a peaceful journey, Adam.
Will do. Oh, and say hi to my ex for me.
Escort, Cap?
Yes, your old friend Deacon. Scooter, take us out. 10% to the engine.
Aye, aye, Captain. Lance Arrow 1, this is Imprentice disembarking dock en route to Outpost RR-15. We are clear of the dock and now awaiting escort.
Imprentice Lance Arrow 1, approaching from the aft. You're one nice ship.
Yep, and you'll never see the driver's seat.
All right, butt muncher, let's see if you can keep up.
You too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Imprentice. This episode was written and directed by Daryl Isaac. All music created for this episode written by Daryl Isaac. For sound effects, we thank the creators at Soundly.com and Daryl Isaac. This has been a performance of the Daytona Beach post office employees and members of the surrounding communities. This episode is another DMIC production.
You know, that would be cool with me, but the higher-up gave me a message to give you.
Without help, my...
Oh, nah, Shug. Everyone knows who you are and what you're about. Let me do that again. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Jan. We will most likely be needing none of that since we are heading to Outpost RR-15. I can't imagine there'll be any conflict for me.
Fuck!
We're on page 7, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll give it a shot. We'll see what's up.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, butt muncher. Let's see if you can keep up.
Honey. Oh, shit.
That's because it's space. Okay, I hope...
Fuck. Wait, what am I saying again? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Deacon's table. The fuck is that? Deacon's table. Jesus.
Hey, that guy had his shot and blew it. And in the process, got a lot of people killed. And now he's back to being a DART pilot. Every captain knows his name. He'll never pilot a major vessel again. Let's do that again. That's terrible.
Aye, aye, Captain. No, I don't like that. Try again.
Honey, ain't no peace in that guy. You'd be wasting your money and time. But if you really want, I don't like that. So we're going to do that one more time, if you don't mind.
Okay, I was like, where the hell did you go?
I am Andon, Chief Lily. Oh, wait, start that over. I messed up. I am Andon, Chief Lily. And the ship. What's, like, the... Like, how is he saying that? I am Andon, Chief...
I just wanted to check in on you before the department...
I have the elitic crystals in a sort of hibernation while I am upgrading the ship's engines. Once finished, engine output will be increased by 75%. We still won't know... frick! Damn it!
Sigourney, we are to spread his... Oh my goodness. Accept it. Understand we have great reservations on you choosing this crew, given the history you have created with them.
Why, thank you. And hey, do us all a favor. Don't die out there. You know, you're all heroes in everybody's eyes.